Thank you and good morning. The family of Amos Merrill Tripp has invited the public to a memorial service for the longtime Karuk tribal leader at Redwood Acres today at 11 a.m. Tripp, who was born in Eureka in 1943, raised in Klamath, and who made advocating for Native rights his lifelong career, passed away over the weekend. Tripp was part of the first Indian law firm in the state of California and was the first director of United Indian Health Services, and he spent more than 25 years as their attorney, playing a key role in the construction of the Potawatomi Health Village and the development of health programs at the clinic. Tripp was a graduate of Humboldt State University and received his law degree from UC Davis. Tripp taught water law classes at HSU and defended the interests of Native tribes across the state. The investigation into the cause of the collision that claimed the lives of 10 people on I-5 last Thursday continues. A FedEx tractor trailer careened out of control and crossed the median from the southbound lanes into the northbound lanes and collided with a bus carrying students on their way to visit Humboldt State University. The news quickly became a national headline, and that led to panicked calls to the Humboldt State University Police Department from friends and family searching for news, according to Sergeant John Packer.
We got a number of phone calls, hundreds of phone calls actually, from parents or friends who'd heard a cell phone conversation or a text or something like that. So we knew that it was a critical incident that had occurred. But we were able to speak pretty quickly with Chico CHP, and they confirmed that they were actively involved in a mass casualty involving the tour bus.
Among the dead was Arthur Arzola, a counselor and recruiter for HSU, and many of the students making the trip to visit the campus over the weekend would be the first from their families to attend college. That trip was a short one, however. The students headed home on Saturday after school officials determined it was better they be back with their families. Assemblymember Wes Chesbro, the chair of the Assembly Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, announced that the 41st Annual Fisheries Forum will be held on April 24th at the state capitol in Sacramento. Drought and drought impacts on fisheries will be a key topic at this year's forum, and attendees will hear presentations from the director of the State Fish and Game, the Dungeness Crab Task Force, the State Advisory Committee on Steelhead and Salmon, and the National Marine Fisheries Service, among others. This will be Chesbro's fifth and final time chairing the forum as a member of the state legislature. Arcata police responded to a report of two suspicious people behind a residence on F Street on Saturday morning. When officers reached the scene, they contacted 33-year-old Cody Sides and 31-year-old Sarah Schultz, who were spray-painting a bicycle. The pair were also in or about a Toyota pickup truck that had been reported stolen in Arcata on April 2nd. Sides and Schultz were arrested for possession of stolen property, and the pair were also found to be in possession of heroin, more than an ounce of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, probation violations. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Assistant Fire Chief Bill Gillespie has been to plenty of emergency scenes that required mutual aid from around the county. One of the toughest scenarios emergency personnel must face is that of a mass casualty incident, such as the bus crash that claimed the lives of 10 people last week. A situation that presents multiple problems, numerous casualties that need attention, fire that needs to be extinguished, and environmental impacts that need to be mitigated are just three issues first responders face, and the protection of life always takes precedence.
Obviously deal with the life safety side of it, the human side. And then you start looking at what's the environmental impact here, and is it going to work better to put the fire out and deal with the runoff, or to let the fire burn and reduce what's going to run off?
Another problem facing emergency personnel is the rural nature of our region. It can take time to reach an isolated spot where assistance is needed. And once first responders arrive, they could face additional problems.
That area, Stone Lagoon and Big Lagoon, two-lane road. So right off the bat, it's farther from everywhere. We do have departments, you know, in that part of the county. There's 42 departments spread out throughout the county, but now it's isolated. It's further away. I mean, right off the bat, as you're bringing resources in, depending on where it's at, where do you turn them around?
A scenario similar to the collision near Orland last week highlights the importance of mutual aid among first responders in Humboldt County. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.